on this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
If you touch anything in Whole Foods or anywhere else, believe me, it's killing you. It's not what they say it is. I was always this way when somebody, even my coach, was telling me, oh, that's not possible. I said, sit down and watch. I said, yeah, but it's not my plan. Like a sportsman, right? So I said, no, you can kill somebody else. And I dropped it on his table. I said, leave me alone with this.
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. Put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their sexual performance booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool-looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. All right, folks. It's not often that you tell me to go out and drink and smother your food with seed oils. After all, like seed oils and vegetable oils seem to be getting a pretty bad rap these days, particularly when it comes to some of the harmful inflammatory effects and the omega-6 fatty acids and all the reasons people are now nervous about eating their precious Whole Foods hot salad bar with canola oil on it. And, you know, I do have a guest today, though, who has a different take on seed oils. I actually got a chance to mess around with a few oils that he made. He sent me like one of his fennel oils, one of his flax oils, and a pumpkin seed oil, and I think a black cumin oil as well. And they were amazing. Like just the flavor and the complexity and the way that I felt after drinking them. I had a real nice surge of energy. So
I want to dig in and see what this guy does. And apparently he uses something called German cold press technology, where these oils are specially pressed at like this ultra low temperature to eliminate oxidation and maintain the molecular integrity. And I'll let him explain all this to you, but it's just fascinating, the extraction method and how you can actually get oils out of seeds and do so in a healthy way. So I just thought I'd love to geek out with this guy. Plus, he's a former athlete. He was a European, world, and Olympic champion in gymnastics. He's a former German gymnast. His name is Andreas Wecker. Andreas Wecker. And his oils are called Andreas' seed oils. And Andreas was the gold medal on high bar at the 96 Summer Olympics in Atlanta. And he actually had a shoulder injury where he tore a bicep muscle in his shoulder, and I think that's what ended his career. But since then has gone on and done a whole bunch of stuff in the health industry, and he himself had a really, really bad bout of gut issues that I want to hear a little bit more about as well. And Andreas, you were telling me right before we started recording, you've also got your voice is a little off today because you got like mercury poisoning or something like that.
No, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Oh, carbon monoxide. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's not a nice thing to have. Definitely
how,
not.
How long was that like in your house that it was leaking out or
yes,
something?
I had a gas leak in the house So I lived there three and a half years and I was literally dying. So I couldn't, you know, I thought it's a brand new home. So the landlord put everything in. And so I looked at the stove and the burn or the flame was funny. So I called him a couple of times and I let him know. And he said, no, it's normal. So at the end, it was, he had wow. the wrong burners in. Instead propane burners, he had natural gas burners in and it was kicking my butt. So you breathing and gas is not fun. Gas is not fun. So I was literally dying. End of last year, I had two times ER. The doctor was making blood tests. And so normally it's between in the blood, the carbon monoxide, it's normal between 0 and 2. I had 8.6. So I was literally, he said, you're dying right now.
Holy cow. Where do you live?
I'm close by to you, actually, because I'm in Bend, Oregon.
Oh, you're not far. Do you have like a carbon monoxide meter or monitor or something like that installed in your home?
The thing is, gas leaks, you cannot measure or you cannot, they don't measure any gas leaks.
What do you mean? I thought they had like, because I've got one in my house, like a carbon monoxide monitor.
No, if you have gas in your house, put a gas leak detector in, please, because I saw you have kids.
Yeah.
You need something else because the carbon monoxide is different when you burn something or you don't burn anything. So the carbon monoxide from gas is not measurable by those carbon monoxide detectors. So I researched a lot because of my situation. So yeah, please.
No kidding. I didn't know that. I always assumed. I think I have one. I think mine is made by First Alert, and it says it detects gas and provides early warning. But I didn't know that it depends on how the gas is produced.
No. If you look online, you research a little bit, you find very quick out. There's a lot of things they don't tell you, and especially in carbon monoxide poisoning by gas, it's not measurable by those carbon monoxide detectors. They are normally on the market.
All right. Yeah, so. Well, I didn't know we were going to be talking about carbon monoxide today, but that's probably a blessing in disguise and good to know for all my listeners. I had no clue about that. But you, obviously, before you had all these carbon monoxide issues, I know you had some other health issues that you were trying to fix on yourself. And I'd love to just hear about the backstory of, you know, this journey in gymnastics that led to the injury. And then from there, how you got into, you know, drinking freaking like pumpkin seed oil and milk thistle oil and producing all these crazy engineered oils.
Crazy. Yeah. It's not the oils. It's the technology what makes a difference. So, just short, I grew up on the east side in Germany. So I'm very familiar with communism. Right. So I was 19 years old when the wall came down and I was good in gymnastics and I was the first time in the Olympics in 1988. I was 18 years old, the youngest, and we won silver with the team and I had my first final on high bar already. So, but I messed it up at the end with a triple somersault. I want to stay and I touched the floor with a hand. So I But it was a learning process in this moment, right? So, and then over time, I mean, gymnastics, I don't know. You probably have an idea because you do a lot of sport too. It's going literally on your body.
Oh, yeah. So some of the athleticism, though, is amazing. I mean, I took my kids to Cirque du Soleil, which obviously employs a lot of gymnastics competitors as part of their circus performers. And I mean, oh, my gosh, everything from the bodies to the athleticism to the vertical leap, just the grace of a lot of these folks. It's nuts. I was talking with one of my friends. Actually, I think it was Joe DiStefano who's been on the podcast before. He said if you were going to prepare a child like physically and physiologically to be good at just about any sport, you know what the top two sports he said that they should compete in when they're young are?
I know.
One was gymnastics and the other one was soccer. Just because of soccer combines the endurance and the lactate threshold and the sprinting and the power, then gymnastics, all the mobility and the movement and the body awareness. So yeah, cool. It's an incredible sport.
So you train at the core like nonstop, right? So yeah, gymnastics is hard on the body, and it. So I started very early. I took 14 years painkiller, and so because of all the pain, right? So because you cannot train when you are big in pain, you have pain is always connected to inflammation, right? So inflammation is causing then trouble with the ligaments and all the stuff. So I took this for on a daily basis, literally in the morning, my coffee and my pill, you know, and then I was going to training. So on the second pill I took in the afternoon, and that was increasing because the body get used to it. And when I stopped in 2004, I thought I don't need those pills anymore, right? Those are like, I had diclofenac. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
What did you call it?
Diclofenac.
Diclofenac. Yeah. I thought you were describing a neck condition that you had. Diclofenac, the painkiller. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what I took for 14 years on a daily basis. So, and I was, so in 2004, when I was 34, when I stopped with gymnastics, I thought, that's it. I don't need it anymore. So I stopped completely to take it. And then, in a year, I got really bad problems with my stomach and colon.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like that, similar to ibuprofen, you can get ulcers and bleeding and holes in your stomach. Yes. And if you combine a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug like that with a permeable gut, which a lot of athletes have, just because your gut becomes more permeable when you're exercising, particularly when you're exercising in the heat. That's why I tell anyone who's doing a marathon or triathlon, like, do not take ibuprofen like a lot of folks in that scenario do, just because you get that 1-2 combo of the leaky gut and a lot of the stomach damage that those NSAIDs can do. And yeah, it's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it's programmed. So when I stopped, of course, the body doesn't have their own production anymore, right? It stops pretty much with the cortisone, etc., to protect and for the. So yeah, I got really, really sick. So I was I lost then in 2006 in 6 weeks I lost 45 pounds. That was crazy, and I lost 80% of my blood.
Oh my 80. Goodness!
So when I came in the hospital. They, you know what they do, right? Most of the time in the hospital.
I assume a blood transfusion.
They take blood.
Oh, they took blood.
So I vanished.
You mean to test your blood?
Yeah.
But at that point, you had so little blood left that for them to take tubes out and test your blood, it just puts you like over the cliff?
Exactly. And when I woke up, I was in the ER or intensive care, and I had both arms running down blood. You know, blood... is it called transfusions?
Mm-hmm.
Both arms. They was in panic. They was literally in panic. So I had 82, 84 pounds left. So I was like skin and bones.
That's right? What you weighed?
Yeah, that was my weight.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I don't have much. I have right now about 130, 131. So it's my competition weight is actually this. So I'm still keeping it. The thing was, for me, when I came out, I had a friend, he was an engineer, and we worked on a different project, but in order to get the other project, we needed good oil. So he was also, he had his own creation of a seed oil press. That's how everything started.
A seed oil actually, press.
Yeah, seed oil press. So there's thousands of seed oil press out there called expeller press, right?
Yeah, well, that like I mentioned, Whole Foods. Like if you go to Whole Foods, that's what it says is they say their canola oil is a cold expeller pressed canola oil.
Yeah. If you touch anything in Whole Foods or anywhere else, believe me, it's killing you. It's not what they say it is.
Explain to me why the expeller press is different than a different pressing method.
I have also an expeller press, but I don't grind. So the thing is, they have the expeller, right? And then they have space. So and the space gets filled with the seeds, and then they start to grind. So most of those presses have about 60 to 120 RPMs. My highest RPM is about 8. Just give you an example, the difference. I have no space in between. So there's no space. I don't fill anything up. I invented in the front with a German mechanic together in 2009 and press where I was. I later have this. That's why I have the patent. Created a new one.
Okay, wait. I want to stop for just a second because I may have been confused there. So an expeller press squeezes the seed and uses like friction and pressure, and that produces some temperatures, but it's not as much temperature as would be produced during like standard heat processing. But then expeller pressing is different than cold pressing?
No. It's actually, that's the only way to cold press.
So expeller pressing is a form of cold pressing?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
But there's no law. There's no law what says cold press. So there's no temperature law. I mean, we think, okay, 140 for 5 seconds or whatever. But everything what's touching 140 is destroying the enzymes. So we don't want this, right? So because an oil is a complete food, actually, when you take it as a perfect press product, right? So the thing was for me, I saw all these problems with the expeller when I heard them also talking with people that they said, for example, we have to change all 3 months our expeller because it's eaten up by the seeds. And I said, okay, that means you're losing metal. Where's the metal going?
You mean you're losing metal from the machinery, from the friction?
Yes. Normal expeller presses, that's what I mean. They have the problem. They have to replace the expellers because they get eaten up by grinding. It's like sandpaper, you know?
Yeah.
The seeds. And then it's grinding and you have friction, and that's the friction is causing the oxidation. That's the main problem. So the oxidation is not caused by temperature. There's a professor in Turkey, he made it very clear. It's not the temperature what is causing the oxidation, but the grinding.
Really?
And I'm on spot. So I thought in order to get a good oil, I wanted for myself because it was helping me with my Crohn's disease. So I developed I got the clear vision of a press. And then I was 2 months looking for the right engineer or mechanic. So, and then I figured out, you know what the difference is between engineers and mechanics?
No, is this going to be a joke?
Engineers want money up front. No, it's real. Okay. So you never get the product, what you're asking for. So it's very, very funny sometimes to see those people, how they argue and how they can do this, but they never catch your brain, really. So when I found this German mechanic and he was different, we had a kind of connection right away. And then we started the process. He had already a press, but he made it in a different way, like I wanted it. And it was really fun to work with him. And at the end, we got the press. Today, of course, I did a new one, but myself, because there was a couple problems with it. But the thing was, you have to get rid of this grinding. If you grind, you have metal in the oils. And the main problem today with a lot of autoimmune disease or what they call it, I mean, I don't even call it this because it's not really existing, but this is what it's caused by metal in your body. So where's the metal coming from, right? So it must be somewhere in the food, and especially those cold press oils, mainly they all have the metal in. Nobody's talking about it.
I thought they like pass them through a filter or wash them with it. Well, actually, this is what I thought was problematic, that they have to wash them with a solvent and that helps to get rid of the metals. But the solvent's like hexane. And then when you're consuming the oil, you're consuming a lot of the solvents like the hexanes that are used to refine the oil after the extraction process.
Yeah, this is a totally different process. It's most of the time with alcohol extraction. It's also in the hemp industry, so it's weird. It's totally weird, and I never had any interest. And you can smell actually when the oil is off. So for example, you probably saw and had the feeling that the oil tastes like the seeds, right?
The oils that you sent me do. They actually have a really strong. We had like a because we for example we subscribe to this company called Fresh Pressed Olive Oil, so we get like three different olive oils each quarter to our house. And me and my sons and my wife we'll do like olive oil tastings. And I actually had some guests over at the house when your oils arrived. So I think we had the fennel, the black cumin, the flax, and I think it was the pumpkin seed. And I passed them around for everybody to try, and people were just like blown away at the actual flavor. Like they could actually taste the seed. My favorite was the fennel. That fennel as a digestive, and I would like sprinkle on salad. It was amazing. My only complaint was the bottle was too small. I ran out of it super fast. But I mean, in terms of just like helping with digestion and this amazing licorice like flavor and aroma, like that stuff was bomb.
No, people love it, and I have four oils. Nobody else can press.
What do you mean nobody else can press them?
Because of the technology. I own the technology. I have four patents on. And I was waiting 5.5 years, and then finally they came, the patents. So I got the first one like 8 weeks ago.
So this engineer or this mechanic, they produced a custom-built press for you, and that's still what you use?
No. I built my own one afterwards.
How come other people haven't just built the same kind of press if it gets rid of the same issues? Nobody's copycatted you?
They don't understand mechanic. I had talks with German companies who claim to having the best press in the world, right? So I was in a, before I met this mechanic, I talked to them and tried to implement or describe what I want to work this out, because at this point I didn't have money. So I needed some help, and then they said, no, what you want is not possible. So I made things possible where the normal engineer will tell you it's not possible. So what I have, those oils are in the engineer language, or it's not in the books, it's not possible. But I was always this way when somebody, even my coach was telling me, oh, that's not possible. I said, sit down and watch. So I was always, it was a challenge for me all the time when somebody says it's not possible. I'm a type of man who is not accepting impossibilities.
I get that. I think what you said was that you actually, at this time that you were developing this, you started actually drinking it too as an alternative to the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory you're using?
Yeah, so I got rid of the medications. I was on 33 pills when I came out of the hospitals. I had to take every day 33 pills, but I got all those side effects. So I got the moon phase. I had for 5 weeks, I mean, you know the numbers probably, I got 200 milligram of prednisone every single morning in my arms. It was knocking me out for 3 hours every morning. So yeah, it's insane. So I was puffed up. I had like a moon phase, you know, those. It was insane, absolutely insane. So there's no excuse for this system. So the whole system is not able, actually, the medical system is not able to give you natural ways to solve problems in your body. But I think, and I start to think this way, why I give the responsibility for my body to a system which is in cahoots with the pharmacy. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. Now, in terms of the actual oil that you used, what was the oil that you used on your gut particularly?
It was flaxseed. I came off in 3 months on flaxseed every day, fresh pressed, of course, with the other press first. I got the inflammation off, and I started to to come down with all the tablets, right? So, and after 3 months, I was completely off of any medication. So, and I brought all those pills. I had two full bags, what they was giving me, brought back to the PhD who put me on this. And he said, no, you have to take this your whole life. I said, no, I'm dying from. Oh, he said, yeah, of course. You, with your condition, you don't have a long life. You will not live long. I said, yeah, but it's not my plan. Like a sportsman, right? So I said, no, you can kill somebody else. And I dropped it on his table. I said, leave me alone with this. Yeah, so it was, I also was releasing myself from the hospital because I figured they couldn't help me at all. So there's a lot of things we think they have an idea, but most of the time don't. So I tell people today, you know, it's your responsibility about your body. You have to be careful where you're going if you have some issues. Most of the time you can actually, by changing your diet or taking good oils, can make a big change. And that's what we're seeing. So there's a lot of doctors on my list, a wholesale list. They came to me because they had people got healed from my oils and they couldn't do it with their stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the flaxseed, I'm kind of intrigued about how that actually worked on your gut. How do you think that actually had a mechanism of action to allow your gut to heal in the way that it did?
It's so insanely anti-inflammatory. It's really ridiculous. It's really cool. So this is also brain-wise. This goes because the brain is mainly omega-3, and flaxseed has four times more omega-3 than omega-6. So
it's alpha linolenic acid, right?
Exactly. My point was not just to produce a good oil, but to keep it also. For example, your bottles you got, they didn't came refrigerated.
No, I don't think they came refrigerated. I don't recall.
You don't have to. I put the Miron glass. So Miron glass is a German company.
You said Miron, M-I-R-O-N, right?
Yes. Well, I'm working with them. I was the first one in the United States in 2008 who was using Miron glass for my oils because I thought, or I was understanding liquid, okay? How liquid works, how frequency works, etc. So in order to keep organic material in a nice atmosphere, and because my oils are not oxidized by the process, that means it keeps it. So even if I take an oil after, for example, I had one bottle of black sesame I found after like 4 years, and I thought, okay, let me try. I shaked it up very well because I don't filter. It's also another thing. And it was like tasting like the first day. And it still had the energy because Miron glass keeps the energy too, the frequency. And it was very important for me because what we're eating today, and that's why people getting sick, is there's no energy in the food anymore. So if you don't have your garden, if you don't have your own cows, goats, whatever you know, with the raw milk, etc., you don't get energy from food anymore. This the food in the stores, what we're buying, is dead. We have in Hamburg in Germany, there's a huge, it's like almost like a city. It's huge. They put oranges in there and they keep it under, they put nitrogen in and dark, right? You know how long you can call it fresh oranges?
If it's out like that, I would imagine if a McDonald's hamburger can stay on the shelf for like a year without going bad, probably a while.
5 years.
Jeez.
And they call it fresh.
Fresh 5-year-old orange. So these flax seeds that you're using, where are you getting your flax seeds?
The flax seed came from Kazakhstan. So I'm using a lot from the Middle East. So for example, I'm not touching anything from China. Okay. So I have a lot from the Middle East. For example, the coriander and also the black cumin. Then I have the sunflower comes from Ukraine. Have the best soil in the world. That's why they have also the prettiest women. And then on the other hand, I have the flaxseed comes from Kazakhstan. Those old East Soviet Union states or countries, they never had any money to put chemicals on the soil. That's why their soil is so clean.
Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? Yeah, check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You can put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again, by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis
or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. That'll give you 20% off your first order.
I get laughed at, maybe because it's a little bit woo-woo, esoteric, invisible, whatever, but I use quantum energy. I pray over my food when I eat. I try and emanate positive emotions and feelings towards people. I do like little breath work and Tibetan longevity exercise moves to charge up my body with invisible energy. And yes, I even blast my home and my body with certain quantum energy products like necklaces and little boxes that I can use to charge up food. And I get this all from this company called Lila Q. Now, I realize that some quantum energy stuff is not provable by science, but Lila does have third-party studies revealing a remarkable 20 to 30% increase in ATP production, a vital process for cells. Quantum energy has over 59 studies already done and counting. These are randomized double-blind studies these folks are doing for blood quality and HRV optimization. I can't explain it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I can explain how quantum energy would increase blood energy or blood quality. Could be placebo. I don't know. But all I can tell you is I wear their necklace. I use their products. I blast my home with their energy. And it's called Lila Q. I've got a podcast with them, a few, if you want to take a deeper dive. But you just go to the website. Check it out. It's kind of fun to surf around. And you know what? If anything, you're going to have some cool looking conversation products at your house and hanging around your neck. I love them. Lila Q, LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off. LEELAQ.com. Use code BEN10 for 10% off.
So you go find your seeds in different spots, choosing the seeds that are grown in the proper conditions. Then you use this special machine that you have, and you come back and you extract them. Then you put them in the Miron bottles and ship them out.
Exactly. So, and for me, it's very important. We have, for example, I have the Pharma for the Milk Sizzle. It's a new product from us. I get it straight from the Pharma. So that's the first seed what I got straight from the Pharma. Actually, two. The first one was the fennel. So fennel is an oil what I have, what nobody can press. The coriander, we have to talk about the coriander too.
Yeah, well, the flax is amazing, by the way. The flavor is great. I know it's hugely, hugely rich in those anti-inflammatory ALA fatty acids. You know, I think it's got even more than like when it comes to like the lignans, you know, the antioxidants and also the ALA. You know, it kind of pair. I do both it and fish oil now, just because I get all the ALA from the flaxseed oil, and then I get all my, you know, big amounts of the EPA and DHA from this fish oil that I use. But it's one of those things where, you know, I wasn't quite sure how much to take. You know, I've been putting like a capful on my salads, or sometimes drizzling into my smoothie. How much do you take, or how much were you taking when you healed your gut using flaxseed oil?
I mean, I have 10 oils plus the hemp. I stay in the morning. It's always a challenge for me. I take, because of my problem with the carbon monoxide, what is helping me really nice is the black cumin. It's also, when you look up, when you research, it's good for lungs. Also, kava. You know that I have a kava oil?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know you. Actually, you know what? I don't remember if I knew you had a kava oil, but I am a huge fan of kava. It's kind of like legal drinkable Hawaiian weed.
Yes. No, I have the only I produce for Kavaplex, which is actually like Dr. Pompa Mercola. I'm doing this since 3 years, and I thought, you know, let it keep it this way, but I'm the producer of Kavaplex.
Oh, you make that stuff. You know what? I think they're coming on the show soon because their kava is really amazing. Cameron George, I think, is going to come on and talk about it. Yeah, he got into how that specific form of kava is very easy on the liver compared to a lot of other like kavaloctone complexes. And it's like a full spectrum kava. I like to use it for, you know, like relaxation, or I'll sometimes like put a few drops into a cocktail, make like a kava cocktail. That stuff's amazing. I didn't know you were the producer of that. Okay, so that makes sense now. So do they use your special machine to make that? You, same thing, you use like a press for that?
I can press anything what has oil.
So if it has oil, you can press it.
No, there's no oil in the kava. Kava is a root. gets grind down a little bit. So we have like 5 millimeter big pieces, and then I put it together with seeds, mix it, and then I press it. So the trick is, and that's why my technology comes in, I have about 10 tons on the front. There's no grinding. It's just screeching out with a lot of force. And that's the trick. So that means you know what the best solvent is? Because everybody talking, I mean, you just said it with the hexane extraction, alcohol extraction is very famous in the hemp industry, CO2 extraction, all the stuff. It's totally destroying the product, actually. It doesn't matter what you take. So the problem is, what is the best solvent in the world?
The best solvent? Alcohol?
No, fatty acid.
Okay.
So if you have, I make 2 kava right now. I can press any seed with kava. So we have right now with Cameron and his father, John, we pressed for them a lot like 2 months ago. And it was really cool. So we pressed 2,500 bottles with a pumpkin. Pumpkin works a little bit faster as the other one is sunflower. And sunflower stays longer in the body, so you have a different effect from each seed. You know what I mean? Which is also nice, actually.
But you make your sunflower, you make, and the sunflower oil you're using as a solvent, you make using sunflower seeds, and then you're pressed. Then you use that as your extraction method for something like kava root.
Exactly. So I invented a recipe. So it's like I'm a chef, you know, so I like to cook anyway. So I like to have ideas, putting things together. And we talked about it, and they was asking me, what is the deal with kava? Do we can do something? I said, yeah, I can make you an oil. So it's the only kava oil in the world. So, and it's cold pressed. The only thing, we have it 95%, almost 95% organic certified, but it's not organic certified because nobody flies from the USDA out to Hawaii or Samoa to certify the soil. It's ridiculous. I mean, they have an amazing soil up there and nobody gets certified because nobody wants to go there.
Nobody wants to go to Hawaii?
Yeah, nobody wants to go from the USDA to certify their soil as organic certified soil so that you can grow like the kava as certified organic.
So you get the kava, but it's not like labeled certified organic?
It's not certified. It's organically grown. Because I told them from the beginning, I said, I don't want to deal with any conventional stuff in my technology.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of issues with the certified organic label, including the fact that a lot of farmers just simply can't afford it. A lot of small farmers, even if it's certified organic, they're still allowed to use, in many cases, pesticides. There's just certain pesticides they're not allowed to use, but they can use, like, some organic farms can use like non-organic herbicides a couple of times a year and get away with it and still be called certified organic. And like, you can still get herbicides and pesticides from either close crops that are also being sprayed unconventionally or conventionally. And also a lot of the certified organic stuff, it's not always full organic. It's kind of like grass-fed beef isn't always grass-fed, right? Or grass-finished, right? So you're still getting a lot of the corn and the grain and the omega-6s along with that meat. Yeah, it really is interesting. So you go all the way to the source when you're looking at your seeds.
I call this cheating on the people because my plan from the beginning was never use any conventional stuff. Get the C of A's of all the seeds, proof. They have to prove to me that those seeds are clean. Those seeds are certified, 100% certified organic. I don't touch any conventional stuff because I know what it is. So think about it. They just figured out somebody, I don't know what they did. They made a test on the CBD market with some CBD oils, actually with all of them. And they found out that the pesticide numbers on those concentration, because they make the CO2 extraction or the alcohol extraction. So it's concentrating the stuff because you have to heat it up, everything, right? So they had the 400 times more than a threshold, the number of 400 times more pesticides in the product.
Yeah, well, I mean, one got banned, like rotenone, I think is the name of it. It's an organic, you know, if you're certified organic, you can use natural so-called organic pesticides, which also still have these potentially serious health risks. I know one, rotenone, that got pulled off the market because it's basically damages the mitochondria in living cells. And that was widely used as an, you know, it's a quote organic pesticide for years in the US before it got banned. I don't know what they replaced it with. I'm actually not quite sure, but I do know that, again, just because something says certified organic, you still have to be super careful with it.
I think it's very important to understand. I'm running against the stream a little bit, so I'm going step by step. I'm not. I had a lot of investors coming. I had a lot of interesting people, but and a lot of charlatans on my butt. I had nine partners, business partners, in 13 years, and I lost a lot of money because of them. So there's a lot of charlatans out there, conmans that claim to have the same product. And the problem is you have to understand everything. So, for example, if you filter an oil, you destroy the molecular structure so the body cannot read it anymore, because everything what comes out of nature and you can pick it like from the tree or from the soil and you eat it right away, it's living. So it has the living effect. It's helping you to receive energy from food, right? And it's also easier to break down because the body is understanding what's coming. That's how God created, right? So, and I try to keep it as most natural in the process also. So as soon as you press it, and those oil presses, the oil filter presses, they call filter press, they have about 20 tons. If you put 20 tons on a liquid, you push the cluster in the liquid together, any cluster. I mean, everything is in clusters, right? So you push this together like there's no tomorrow, right? So and then it goes to a very small membrane. And what is happening when it comes out? The pressure goes, right? So there's a release of the pressure. So the cluster molecules, they explode. So there's no more clean information of the product. So I don't filter because of this. I have strainers, but I don't have filtration. So you still have to shake my bottles. There's still some sediment in the bottom, which is awesome. And it gives a nice taste. It has a nice flavor. You want everything. It's a food. We have to understand oil is just not for cooking. Of course, you can cook with it, not with all of them. The sunflower, for example, is an amazing cooking oil.
Yeah, that's
oil.
What I wanted to ask you, because you said you cook, but isn't a lot of this stuff still prone to, even if it's not oxidized, when it gets to me in these mirror and glass bottles, isn't it still a little bit of a concern once it gets exposed to high heat? I mean, if you're taking these oils and cooking with them?
It's actually sort of sunflower and the black sesame. You can use the sunflower is the best cooking oil in the world. You know that colder you press, the higher you can go and the longer you can go with an oil, the higher temperature.
Yeah, so well, possibly somewhat like extra virgin olive oil, you get a lot of the antioxidants. I know sunflower has a ton of vitamin E in it, and that can offer some protection too once you get up to the higher temperatures, right?
Yeah, because you have 6 and 9, and they are more stable. Omega 6 and 9, they are more stable in the cooking process. So, but you can also use black sesame for stir fry, which is very famous in the Asian world. And black sesame, for example, is also, I figured it out. So there was a couple of people they was asking for. And I make the only cold pressed black sesame on the market.
So what do you cook with it? Like, give me an example of the kind of things you like to cook or make with your oils. I'm just curious how you use them.
Like stir fry?
Mm-hmm.
Like Asian?
Yeah, like for a sesame oil?
Yeah. You know that Asian women doesn't have menopause? You know why?
Yeah, I've heard they have less. Is it due to some of the flavones?
No, it's a sesame. They eat every day sesame. So the sesame seed has an estrogen in there, which is a natural thing, and it keeps it running. So Asian women don't have this issue. So I have a lot of women on the black sesame, especially for this problem, which is funny.
Interesting. So how do you like to cook with or prepare foods with some of the non-cooking based oils? Like instead of sunflower sesame seed oil, that was one of my head scratchers when the oils got to me. I'm like, well, these are cool, but how do I use them? And I just intuitively started putting them on salads. I would do like a drop of that fennel oil in my mouth before I'd have a meal, almost as like a digestif. And it, like I mentioned earlier, it's like an amazing digestif. And I know it helps to prevent gas and bloating and gut spasms and speed up digestion. Like fennel's amazing. And so I kind of figured that one out. But what are a few of the other ways that you in particular like to use these oils?
You can add this, for example, the pumpkin is very good on salads instead of the pumpkin seeds. You put like over the salad, you put a little pumpkin. Mm-hmm. I like also the hemp. The hemp oil is amazing taste. Has an amazing taste.
I haven't done much food prep with hemp oil. That sounds interesting.
But not cooking. So the cooking oils are actually only the sunflower and the black sesame.
Due to the omega-9s and omega-6s instead of the higher amount of the omega-3s.
They are pretty bulletproof, yeah. So the other ones I would not use for cooking. They taste, I don't know, you didn't have the 5-seed, huh?
I don't think I got the 5-seed. What's in that one?
I get you 5-seed. This is an amazing oil. It has 5 seeds in there, sunflower, flaxseed, pumpkin, black sesame, and coriander in one oil.
Oh, wow. So you mix a whole bunch
of
them.
Pure energy. So if people, you know, when you walk on a stock market, the people, they are like 24/7 awake, right? And they love this stuff because it keeps them running. So what you're looking at food is energy, right? So, and the problem is today, like I said, no food has energy left. And that's why the whole people, everybody gets sick, everybody, the immune system. Like I said, the doctor told me with my carbon monoxide poisoning, he said very clear, you're dying right now. And I said, no, right? Because I know that oils, for example, helping you also to help. We had people on a 5-seed, they came off with their oxygen after like 2 weeks. They take it off because the membranes in your cells, if you look at the cell that has a double membrane of fat, it's a fat layer, right? Each cell. And the problem with this is if you feed the wrong fat, those getting stiff, like you see old people, or you know, older people, they get like stiff, they cannot move, right? Those oils helping actually to DNA repair, they get the right information in your body. So the body is able, what we're doing with those oil, or what I'm trying to do, is that the body starts to, we trigger the body to heal themselves. But you need the right information. So your body, your DNA, the whole nine yards is based on information what comes in. So if you give if you're young, of course, you can deal with it. But when you get older and you're still going to McDonald's, then you're dealing with problems.
Yeah, well, I don't think McDonald's is going to be using your pumpkin seed oil anytime soon. But
no, I don't think so.
the thing I wanted to ask you was, you know, you say about, you know, how you've got more of the, I guess, the living food. And I get that because I understand biophotonic energy. I understand what preservatives can do to food. I understand the frequency and the vibration of a lot of these cells that are in many of the foods that we eat. But when it comes to actual research or science, have you done any studies on any of your oils?
I just sent out 2 months ago. I have one of a nice customer for me is a rabbi in New York. I told him in the beginning, he was asking, he called me and said, I want to buy your oils, I want to sell your oils. And I heard about you and I said, but you have to know I'm German, right? So I want to make it clear from the beginning. And he said, yeah, that's why I'm trusting you. So he has kids running right now with those like anxiety because of all this crazy world right now, anxiety, depression, all kinds of things. So I had some little bit older oil, what I was sending out, because I told you I'm making also the only cold pressed and organic certified hemp extraction, which called CBD.
So you're doing hemp as well?
Yes. I'm the only one who is cold pressed. I mean, you have your video on, right?
I do, yeah. I can see what you're holding up. Okay, you've got it's a hemp extract. I wonder if you sent me that one. That one looks familiar. So that's a full spectrum hemp extract, and you're again using the same technology on that one?
Yep. And you know what the problem is with all those other stuff? I just want to finish this sentence. So I sent them 2 flats. So it was 176 bottles of this. 2 weeks later, he called and he said, Andreas, I see miracles happening here with my kids. So he's taking care of a lot of kids, you know, so he's going worldwide and he's so freaking out about my oils. And he's a customer of mine since I think 4 or 5 years now. And he loves my stuff. And he helped me also with my carbon monoxide. Yeah, but this is, you see, pressed.
Yeah.
So pressed is the German word for pressed.
Okay. Interesting. So you call your CBD oil pressed, or hemp oil pressed.
Pressed organics. Pressed organics.
That's cool. That's beautiful. You know, my wife wanted to give, and I didn't let her because I like it so much and didn't want to give away my precious pumpkin oil, but one of our dogs had tapeworm. She wanted to give it a dog for tapeworm. Do people use this stuff in pets at all?
Yeah, because it's the most powerful parasite killer, pumpkin.
Yeah, I'm familiar with pumpkin seeds for that use. Pumpkin seeds and oregano for parasites. And she's even used like ground up pumpkin seeds for our chickens before. But do people actually buy this stuff and use it for their pets as well?
Oh, I have tons of people. We just finished the label for our pet oil, the CBD pet oil, with the pumpkin in.
Oh, wow. And they'll just like put a little bit, like a capful on the dog food or the cat food or something like that?
We had already. We tested.
If you're still in the dark ages and using dog food and cat food, you should be feeding your animals meat because they're carnivores. But you could put a little bit of that oil in there too, huh?
Yeah. So what we're doing right now, we have a couple of companies. They're in the dog food production, and they're very interested into adding this CBD in their products. So it's coming up also. So there's tons of things. I have also mushrooms. I can press mushrooms.
No kidding. Jeez.
Yes.
Press anything. That's nuts.
That's what I mean. The technology is, for the outside world, is important.
I'm going to send you up some steak. Can you press a ribeye steak? Do you get anything good out of that?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I had tons of offers. Right.
I'm just going to start sending you something and turn it into that, like that YouTube Will It Blend channel and see what you can press. Will it press? You know, the other thing is, and I'm kind of curious why you don't have this, like avocado oil is so popular and so is coconut oil. How about avocado and coconut oil? How come you haven't done something like that?
I can press coconut. It's all on the way. So the thing is, you need to change a little bit on the press. Avocado, you have to grind down the big stone. But also olive oil, I can press olive oil with the stone, with the pit in there. But it has to be dried. You
How
know?
Big is this press? Actually, if you send me a pic, as a matter of fact, for the people listening in, I'm taking notes. If you go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/seed oils, I'll link to Andreas's seed oils, and I think he'll give us like a discount or something I can toss in there too.
You've got
this press, and you're showing me a picture of it, but you got to send it to me so I can put it in the show notes for people. So, that's beautiful. Holy cow. You got to send me that photo. I'll put it in the show notes.
So what you can see also, it's extremely clean.
Yeah. Super clean. That looks like a medical facility.
Exactly. So because I have my own standards, so even if the USDA approval, Oregon Tills came in, they were certifying us as kitchen, and they came in, they was total amazed about how clean everything is. But this is what I have from my mom, and the perfection I have from my dad. So I'm an engineer, so I had this always in my blood. My dad was an engineer. My two grandfathers was engineer. I learned mechanic and electric. So I put all the stuff together in a nice way. We have a clean, very, very clean setup. It's like whoever comes in and comes in the kitchen area on the side, I have two suites. We still can add. There's just two right now, so 10 presses right now. But it's extremely clean. So whoever comes in and see what we're doing is they're always impressed with how clean it is. Because I think it's important because sometimes people forget to, you know, if it's getting dirty over time, you don't see it, right? You think it's clean, but then we have also this brushing machine, you know, so for the flooring, everything. I was in kitchen, certified organic kitchen. I couldn't breathe because all the mold on the floor and everywhere. There was a nightmare, total nightmare. So people were, like you said too, there's a lot of certified organic products out there. They are actually shouldn't be certified. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, we established that. So how about like if people... I know the difficult part because you got like 10 different oils. You got black cumin and milk thistle and hemp and sesame and sunflower. When you talked about like the kava oil, if people are going to order and let's say, you know, because obviously these are super high quality oils, you know, like the 5-seed oil blend, you know, a bottle of that I think is like 25, 30 bucks. If people wanted to buy some oils, which ones do you think would be the best ones to just kind of get started with, whether it be for the health effects or for the flavor or both? Like what would be the top oils you recommend if people are going to get any?
It's different, different. So because there's always, I mean, you come out of this fitness area, I coming out of the same thing. And the thing is, what you want is you feeling, you want to feel young, you want to feel flexible, you want to feel good energy. So, and all those, and you want to have no inflammation in your body because inflammation causes aging, right? So we know all this. So
chronic inflammation, acute inflammation can be helpful, as you know, for things like muscle building. As a matter of fact, you get a kick out of it. Do you know a lot of bodybuilders will supplement with arachidonic acid to get more inflammation post exercise?
Yeah, because it's taking the muscles, right?
Yeah.
It's, the break. When we had muscle pain, we was going to the coach. Coach, I have muscle pain. Then they said, for example, yeah. In communistic time, we tell you muscle pain is not a disease.
Well, I mean, like cytokines and free radicals act as cell signaling regulators, and the idea is the prostaglandins you get if you were to huff a bunch of arachidonic acid post exercise will help to trigger cell signaling that leads to growth. I get a little bit concerned about the potential for more systemic inflammation with people who are supplementing with arachidonic acid post exercise, but it's an interesting idea at least. I would prefer myself just to work out hard, let inflammation set in, not take a bunch of anti-inflammatories or cold baths to quell it, let the body mount its natural inflammatory response and go on from there. But, you know, a serious bodybuilder apparently who's going for every last bit of muscle gain they can get, they actually like to upregulate that prostaglandin synthesis with excessive or additional arachidonic acid supplementation. So that's interesting. Maybe you can figure out how to make a healthier arachidonic acid supplement.
No, what you have to do is actually you just have to learn how to go longer, right? After the burning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That's the trick. So, and in order to do this, you need the ATP, right? So in order to stay longer, you can use, for example, the black cumin and put it in water. And then you shake the bottle and you take it with you to the workout. So what you will realize is how fast you're burning fat and how fast you can actually create energy in your body. Where you can have like a huge, I have people, they say normally I train like one and a half hours. I was going for 3 hours and I was not tired at all. So that's what we see, especially with the black cumin. And on the other hand,
and that's one of the ones that you have, right? The black cumin oil.
Yeah.
I never tried that pre-workout. I'm gonna have to try that pre-workout. So I think, I mean, like for me, if I was going to recommend stuff to people, even though I haven't tried all your oils, I could tell you the ones I really liked were that black cumin oil and the fennel oil and the flax oil. But now that I know you have that 5-seed oil, that since that combines a whole bunch in ones, that might be a good one for people to start with.
To start, yeah, it's a good starter on it actually, but it works in a different way as you take it all 5 separately. That's the funny part, because it is in a different type of the omega set, and I press it in a mix. So I'm not pressing each one separately and then put it together. I press it as a mixed seed.
That's crazy. Although the black cumin is pretty intriguing too. I mean, I saw you had an article on your website called 100 Reasons Why Black Seed Oil is the Remedy for Everything But Death, and the list of benefits of it. Like, and the flavor is really cool too. You know, everything from constipation to chronic fatigue to, you know, preventing damage from a heart attack and parasite cleansing, like a huge, huge list of stuff that black cumin is good for. So, this is just fascinating. Like I need to get more of your oils, especially after talking with you, because I tried them, but I didn't really have the full story when I was using them. What are you holding up to the screen now? The milk thistle?
Yeah, this is our new product.
For the liver?
I had already calls. They said this is absolute insane. Milk thistle is famous for cleansing the liver.
Yeah, and the gallbladder.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I took it. You know, I have to fund myself. I go every time when we're pressing, I take my spoon and then I test the oils, right? That's how you, that's the same like in the kitchen, right? When I took the first time, I took a full teaspoon of the milk thistle straight from the press. And in 3 minutes, I felt my liver was warming up and I felt literally movement. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, probably the liver cleansing. Was it called Clark? So there's a lot of things you can do, but the liver and the kidneys, all the organs have to have to be functioning, right, in the right way to get out all the trash, all your chemicals. So I still have this from the half a year taking medication because of my Crohn's disease I'm still dealing with. But this is helping me to get off of this. And another thing I want to tell you, so any black seed, so which means it's the black sesame and the black cumin, are protecting organs, just let you know. So they are protecting organs, any black seed.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm just intrigued with black seed oil, but this milk thistle too, I'm interested in, just because, you know, especially a lot of people that either beat up their bodies, use alcohol, or, you know, plant medicines or anything like that, they tend to need more liver and gallbladder support. So this milk thistle might be another one that I add in. Well, this is so cool.
And it tastes good too. It tastes good too. So it's really good stuff.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to get more oils then. I got to try it even more. So so for people who are listening, I'll put a link, because I think you're going to give me some kind of a special code that people can use, Andreas. But I'll just link to all this at bengreenfieldfitness.com/seedoils. I just think it's fascinating. You know, way different than consuming a vegetable oil, obviously. Your press is amazing. And remember to send me a photo of that, because it's pretty cool. I'll put that in the show notes for people.
Here's another one quick. Just let me see. There's a, to make sure it's my press.
Oh, beaut. Yeah, email that one to me. I'll put it in the show notes. It's a great photo of you, too. Maybe I'll use that as the main photo for today's show. All right, well, cool. So I'm going to link to all this at bengreenfieldfitness.com/seedoils for people who want to try them out and get a chance to flavor these things for themselves. They're amazing. And Andreas, thanks for coming on the show and sharing this with us, man. It's just fascinating, these seed oils.
Thank you to be a part of your society, too. Because I think it's important. So I'm not a guy who's looking in the first place for money. Money is coming automatically if you have a good product and if you don't compromise your quality. And that's what I never do. So even if I had those called partners and I just shocked how the world is just for money, you know. And I'm not this person, never was. So yeah. For me, it's important that I can help people, that I see results, and that we have a good growing society of healthy people. You know, I mean, in this time right now, we had a lot of amazing results on the black cumin. Just let you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it, but because I don't want to make any claims, but we have like changes in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I love it, man. This is so cool. So folks, go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/seedoils, and I'll link to all of Andreas's stuff. And you can leave your questions and your comments and your feedback over there as well. And Andreas, thank you so much. And I hope you recover from the whole carbon monoxide issue.
Yeah, I will. And you're also welcome. I mean, you're not so far away. Welcome to come over, and we have a nice sitting down here, and I show you the whole production.
Well, Bend is amazing. I've been there since I did a triathlon there about 6 years ago, so I'll have to swing back down.
Yeah, right now is a nightmare. Look at this.
Oh, more pictures, more cell phone pictures that my audience can't see.
This is actual. You see the red line?
Yeah. Oh, the air quality index? Yeah, it's nuts. Yeah, well, I remember even when I did a triathlon there was like smoke particles hitting me in the face from fire. Actually, I wound up, it was the Lead Man triathlon down there, which I wound up winning. I passed the guy who was in first place like 6 miles in, but I think he was actually having some lung issues due to the smoke particles. And I finished that race. I was hacking up black dust for like a week. It was crazy. So yeah, maybe I'll wait till the air quality gets a little better down there. Then I'll swing down.
I cannot go outside right now and it kills me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. And thanks so much for coming on the show, Andreas.
Well, it's nice talking. Nice to meet you. And hopefully we have a long relationship we can build here. And that's what I'm always looking for.
Amazing. Well, folks, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Andreas Wecker, signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have an amazing week. Well, thanks for listening to today's show. You can grab all the show notes, the resources, pretty much everything that I mentioned over at bengreenfieldfitness.com, along with plenty of other goodies from me, including the highly helpful Ben Recommends page, which is a list of pretty much everything that I've ever recommended for hormones, sleep, digestion, fat loss, performance, and plenty more.
please also know that all the links, all the promo codes that I mentioned during this and every episode help to make this podcast happen and to generate income that enables me to keep bringing you this content every single week. So when you listen in, be sure to use the links in the show notes, use the promo codes that I generate, because that helps to float this thing and keep it coming to you each and every week.